to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Levi's Stadium as we prepare for Super Bowl 50 here at Rant EM Radio, folks. It is I, the Surfer. I am your quarterback for this hour or so as we get ready for the big game kickoff for the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl. 50 years now. They've had Super Bowls since they decided that the NFL and the AFL had to decide who had the better team. And it worked out so well, they merged the leagues to one big old NFL, one big money-grubbing, greedy, soul-sucking NFL that we can't do without in this country. So, I'm waiting on the captain of my defense, William Morgan, but don't have to wait for him. You can call in too if you want to join in, talk about the big game between the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos. This is going to win. You can Skype me at SilverSurfer_forever, you know, if you're not friends with me on Skype already. You can just send that friend request and then I will take your call and talk a little football. Now, of course, this is more than likely the final game for one Peyton Manning. I'm glad. I'm sad. Listen, I'm a Patriot fan, so for that reason alone, I don't like Peyton Manning. Now, this not personally don't like him. He seems like he's a nice guy, you know. Family man, he never gets in trouble. But, you know, on the field, I could care less about him. Want to see him lose every game. And it's just that simple. And so nothing would bring me more joy than to see him go down in a flaming ball of defeat tonight. Now, it's possible that he may get his little last hurrah and get the victory. And then, of course, I have to hear for weeks and weeks on end that he's the greatest of all time. There's no one better than him. It'll be nauseating. But won't be able to take away from the fact that he did win another Super Bowl. So that's where we stand now. Of course, we got the young, hot lion, the young bucking Cam Newton, who's a quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, and yeah, he's just been lighting up the league this year, you know. Former Heisman Trophy winner. Carolina just been smashing mugs this year. It's no surprise that they're there. It's no surprise that they're the favorites. Let me see what the odds are. I don't have the odds in front of me, so that'll take a second, but yeah, anybody should figure that Carolina, with a 15-1 record, is the favorite to go over Denver, who was no slouch in their record at 12-4, even though they did have a little hiccup with Peyton Manning, you know, having a little arm problem, little injuries and all, and they had to replace him during the season. And they did get lucky with the home field advantage because New England got banged up too much at the end. So, yeah, Denver took the home field advantage, so they made it to the Super Bowl. And so, let's see. Super Bowl odds. Look this up on the internet. Okay, odds to win the Super Bowl. Oh, and of course, you know, in addition to the Super Bowl, the other thing people tune in for is, you know, the commercials. And I don't know if you're having a party at home, you're going to the bar, you're doing a little bit of both, you know. I don't know why they just don't make this a holiday, you know. People don't have to work because they want to watch the game. And just, all right, so now finally joined by the captain, my defense, William Morgan.
What's up, man? How you doing today?
You know, if we was in a game, we'd be getting blown out right now, man. You're supposed to motivate the team.
Ah, right, man. Got caught up watching Arrow. My bad. But I'm here.
I'm trying to find the betting odds for this game.
Betting odds. I thought it was Panthers plus 6. I'm not sure.
Plus 6? Okay.
That's what I thought it was.
Excuse me. It says that the over-under is 45 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would assume there's going to be at least 45 points score. I don't think it's going to be a defensive struggle. Even though both teams have a good defense, Carolina's offense has just been like, on fire.
And you know what? I can see Peyton Manning actually having a decent game. My one concern about that Carolina defense is the other side of that secondary. Josh Norman's going to bring the goods. We all know that. But the other side of that secondary is kind of suspect. And the other side, if I'm not mistaken, should be where Emmanuel Sanders can do most of his damage. So I don't think it'd be a blowout either. The defense is better than the year before last, than the Seahawks. Peyton Manning is going to be playing with some pride on the line. I think it's going to be a good game, but in the end, it's just going to be too much Cam Newton. Too much.
So you think he's, after a abysmal season, he's just going to pull out the offensive firepower that he hasn't shown all year? I mean,
I don't think it'll be a 300-yard game, but what I'm saying about a decent outing, you know, like, you know, maybe 225, 250, somewhere in that realm.
Yeah, but how many TDs is the question?
You're not getting any more than maybe 2-3 max out of Peyton against that defense. No more than 2, maybe 3. He's going to have to quarterback that offense. And he's going to have to use that running game to help him.
So you're saying Denver's going to come with a monumental defensive effort.
Monumental in order to win that game. Or if you want to look at it from the Carolina side,
they could.
That wide receiver core has got to show up. It's got to show up. Well, Ted Kent cannot have a zero catch game. Can't have it.
I have the net stats here, of course. So let's go over the Carolina stats. Cam Newton, 296 completions, 495 attempts. He threw for 37 yards and 35 TDs. Rushing, Jonathan Stewart, I never thought he was that great, but he was a leading rusher. 242 carries for 998 yards.
Mm-hmm.
89 yards. But Cam Newton added some ground rushing too. He ran 132 times for 636 yards and 10 TDs, which is why he's the MVP.
Of course. And that is going to be what does Denver in. You got to realize, when you look at Denver, that defense can just go off on a target that's not as mobile. But when you're going up against somebody like Cam, go against somebody like a Russell Wilson who can run around and make things happen in that pocket, they're going to be in for a world of hurt because Cam runs the read option just as well as anybody. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely see. Like I said, my only concern that those Carolina wide receivers have to show up. Ted Ginn cannot have a zero catch game. Jericho Kakatri is going to have to show up. Those receivers are going to have to show up. Devin Funchess and the crew, you know Greg Olsen is going to get his.
Well, Greg Olsen led the receivers with 77 receptions for 11-04. I think he was like right behind Gronk this year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Ted Ginn, he's the top receiver. 44 receptions. That's a average. I mean, that's nothing to.
Then to sneeze at, yeah. You know, it's nothing to go wow, but you know, it's functional.
739 yards. Where on the receiving side on Denver, you got Demaryius Thomas. You know, he was a beast. 105 receptions, 1304. Emmanuel Sanders. He's a pretty good guy, but I had him on my fantasy team, and he came up short for me one too many times. So he caught 76 balls for 1135. I mean, the yardage is good, but the receptions it's just, you know, rushing. They got Roddy Hillman,
mm-hmm.
207 for 863, and then C.J. Anderson. Mm-hmm. C.J. he been around for a long time, haven't he?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
He put up 720 yards. So, yeah, I mean, neither Russian team was great, but Cam just put Carolina's rushing over the top. So,
yeah. Again, that read option is going to be what makes the difference. And again, like I say, you're going to have those wide receivers going to have to show up. You're still going to have to run the football against that Denver defense. That Denver defense is terrific, but you're still going to have to take your shots. You're running the football with Jonathan Stewart and the crew. You might see some Cameron Artis Payne. You might see some of him in there, try to a little change of pace back. Like I say, other side of that secondary for Carolina and those wide receivers showing up, that's my main concern for the Panthers. And I kind of thought it was funny, too, that you give – Cam Newton the MVP last night. You normally do that traditionally earlier during Super Bowl week, like a Thursday or a Friday. You very rarely do it the day before, so I kind of thought that was kind of funny too.
Yeah, and Cam's been getting it. You know, they just, you know, they've been, you know, calling him a thug, why he's wearing socks with sandals and shit, like just silly shit.
Well, Surfer, you know he's public enemy number one because maybe 85% of the people want to see Peyton ride off into the sunset with one more Super Bowl ring to get him two. So, you know, no matter what Cam does, he's public enemy number one. So,
good for him, man. I'm proud of him.
Exactly. Look, I have nothing against Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, one of the greatest of all time. Denying that, but I just think it's the year Cam.
I don't know if you heard me. On the field, yeah, I can't stand that motherfucker. Off the field, I mean, you know, like I said, he's done nothing wrong, and, you know, he got personality when he do commercials and TV appearances. So, personally, yeah, he seems like he's a decent person. He ain't got no bodies hidden anywhere. On the field, fuck that motherfucker. He can go to hell. Okay?
I always said, you had three opportunities. You won on one. Now you coming up to your fourth. If you can't do it this time, you might as well just go ahead and retire. He's had three opportunities before this. He had the Super Bowl against Chicago, which he won. Had a Super Bowl against the Saints, which he lost. Had a Super Bowl against Seattle, which he lost. Now he's come up against another opportunity. If you can't get it done this time, you might as well just go ahead and call it a career. Denver's not going to want him back next year.
Well, who you talking about, Peyton?
Yep.
There is no excuse for him to say, I want to come back, okay? He didn't even play this season. He's had his worst stats of his entire career. He wasn't as bad as a rookie.
No.
His arm is getting weaker and weaker. He knows, everybody knows this is it. And if he, look, just, you know, win or lose, just say, look, I've had a great career, and I'm you know, I'm a full-time nationwide spokesman now. But if he tries to come back, he's going to get embarrassed. I mean, at best, he'll sit on the bench and back up the other dude.
Did you hear
and
the rumor?
And that's a lot of money he's going to make next year. No, he ain't coming back.
Did you hear the rumor?
No.
If he decides to come back, Denver will trade him over to the new Rams team, and he'll be heading over to the Rams. That's the rumor. I can't see Peyton doing that because Jeff Fisher is so inept at being the head coach, Mr. 8-8, 8-8, 7-9, 8-8. No, just retire. Don't put yourself in that spot.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's plenty of money for you out there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to.
Heck, you with Papa John still. He just Papa John's nationwide and do your thing.
Mr. Loud, Tony Clark.
Got Tony C in the house. Tony, what's up,
Tony,
man?
Tony C.
Tony C. What's up, my friend?
You sound like you're in a wind tunnel.
I'm sorry. I'm better now?
Yeah, you better.
Okay. I just called in to ask one question. Why is it okay for Surfer to have all this Peyton Manning hate? But when I talk about Samoans, he think I'm just wrong as hell.
Because did you not hear what I said?
Yeah.
You know what I said?
No, I heard what you said.
Okay,
but
so it's not,
you have hate for the man nonetheless.
No, it's not
disdain for him.
My disdain for him is on the field because I'm a fan of Brady in New England. It has nothing to do with him personally. I mean, I don't dislike Peyton Manning the person. If he came down the street, yeah, I would shake his hand, sure. He had a great career. I can't take that from him.
You can't separate hate. Server, hate is hate.
Yes, I can. There's the football.
You have a disdain for the man, nonetheless. Is that true?
There's the football fan, and then there's the person. Okay. Now, when the football fan comes out, fuck him.
So, if I said that about them Samoans' characters, just the way they are, their personalities, but as people, we straight. I'll be cool then. That would be cool to say.
Sure, if you really mean it.
Hell no, I don't say that.
See, because that's the thing. Yours is personal. Yours is personal, so.
If you're going to have a disdain for somebody, you got to have it for them all the damn round. No, you just can't separate.
It doesn't work like
that. You don't like them.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, the hell it
no.
do.
No.
You hedging your bet. Don't hedge your bet.
Listen, you're here to talk football. You're here to try to.
If you don't like him, you don't like him.
Look, man, we got all week to talk wrestling. You're here to talk some football?
What's
your thoughts on the game?
Listen, I understand that, but I just had to bring that to light because when you hate somebody, you try to hedge your bet.
It's not a hedge. Look, you know what? I'm done with this conversation. I'm here to talk about the game tonight, okay?
William, have fun with the Surfer hedging his bet.
I don't got time.
And if Peyton Manning wins, he might not show up to the post show.
I don't have time for this foolishness. Okay, this See, they got the new Snicker candy. They got the word foolishness. That's what you're doing. They go Peyton Manning on TV now. I got the Kool Aid smiley face.
Coming with foolishness, you coming with shenanigans, tomfoolery. And coonery in the month of February. We are not going to tolerate this, okay?
See, you're trying to ruin the show, okay? I'm reporting you to Double A.
Like only I can. Big shout out to the Henry family. Hopefully all together watching this game today. Given everything been brought to light this week.
I bet your wife knows more about football. Put her on the phone, man. Let's talk. Let me talk to you.
Actually, I'm not with my wife. She's at home. I'm headed to a party now, man. I'm about to go get my grub on. Right,
okay. So, what's it? Hot wings?
Pork rinds? Yeah, man. We got a boatload of wings. Some
plate of pork rinds.
Fries. What's up?
Plate of pork rinds.
No pork rinds, man. No pork rinds.
I'm just kidding.
Just go around.
I need to get Tony C on the record. And I think
yeah,
knowing
tell us
Tony
who you think
the
gonna win the game.
I think knowing Tony C the way I do, what his answer is gonna be, but I'm gonna ask anyway for the record. Tony C, who you going with today?
I'm going with the new Cam. The new day, I mean the new Cam. Everybody hate Cam Newton, so it's gonna be the new Cam that take it home.
Like I say, he public enemy number one. And in this situation, that's what he is.
Yeah, but what if he wins tonight, you know, all the shit talking goes away.
No, it don't.
Yes, but if he lose tonight, they're going to feed him his ass tomorrow.
You are correct. Look at Tom Brady on the TV. Look at the greatest quarterback of all time.
Greatest cheerleader of all time today. Hey, hasn't Peyton Manning beat him every time he went to the Super Bowl? No. My math is correct.
He beat him every time they played in Denver.
Yeah.
See, championship game, every time they played in Denver, Brady has lost.
Yeah.
Well, New England famously loses in Denver. I mean, I knew from the start if New England didn't get the home field advantage, that it wasn't gonna look good. So,
you know, I just
think, I made it to my destination. I'm gonna have to give you fellas a shout after the game. If that's cool.
Yeah, sure.
Jeff just said in the chat, Tom Brady is not better than Brett Favre. Ooh.
All right, fellas. Later, man.
Don't get me started with that, don't want to retire, think he can play forever, son of God, motherfucker, Brett Favre. I mean, everybody swore this guy was God's son sent down to play football.
That's what everybody seemed to think.
I mean, like, He held on for so long. So many other players would have been booted out of football a long time ago. Yet this guy, season end, are you coming back? Oh, I got to see. So then, you know, everybody else is going through mini camps and stuff, you know, so you can get prepared.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting at home. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. And then day before training camp, yeah, okay, I want to play football. And then he would look like shit for the first half of the season because he wasn't practicing doing the mini camps and stuff. Right. So don't even start me with we're here to talk about this game, okay? We'll have another conversation about the NFL in general. Anybody will hit me up on Skype one day, I will tell you all my knowledge of football. You know, it ain't much, but I'll argue anybody when it comes to football.
Let's get back to the game for a second. I want to talk about
Cash Cow in the chat room. Jeff, I like that name. That's a nice, strong name. Iron.
Mm-hmm.
Who else we got there?
Cash Cow.
Yeah, I saw Cash Cow. Yeah, so.
But one of the things I want to bring up, too, underrated players you could possibly see make a difference today. I said Emmanuel Sanders could be the dude for Denver. Owen Daniels.
Emmanuel Sanders is not underrated. He's the top receiver.
He's a number two receiver for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
He's a number two. But Owen Daniels could be it. I think he's going to see them rely more on Owen Daniels and less on Vernon Davis, because I don't care what people say. Vernon Davis has left his hands in San Francisco. Not his heart, his hands.
How old is Vernon Davis?
33.
Like, he's been around for a long time.
32, 33. He's been around for a minute. Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes you hear names, you're like, damn, this motherfucker's still in the league.
Yeah. But I think that you'll see Owen Daniels might come up big today for the Carolina side. You might see Devin Funchess come up big today to help them out a little bit to stretch the field. That's in case Ted Ginn's got a case of the drops, as we've seen from time to time this year. I just think it's going to be a great game, and those are just a couple of underrated players who could come up and make a somewhat of a difference in helping either team win. It's going to be a good game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout at all. This would be the game that Manning will show up for.
Yeah, if I'm honest, like okay, every other game Manning would in, he was supposed to be in the favors. Like, there was no way he was gonna lose, and then he just gets smashed. Right? So this is the one game you think, yeah, he's probably gonna lose, and then he'll just, you know, take that steroid shot, because I believe he's on the steroids, you know, allegedly. I don't know. That's what Al Jazeera says.
At the very least, he'll take the cortisone shot to get out there and play.
You know, and then of course, you know, the fix will be in, and.
He said the fix.
You know, John Elway pay off a couple of refs and everything. Oh, yeah, we got to look at that motherfucker for half a game. John Elway sitting up there, that horse teeth motherfucker. Listen, John Elway, great quarterback, thought he was a loser for a long time, too. Mm. And, of course, you know, Republican, but that's another story.
Yeah. But I did want to talk about one thing that no one's really talked about or looked at this season that can help the Broncos get that win. Their special teams, very, very good. Very, very good on special teams. That's something that can make a difference for them, too, mm-hmm. if they were to win this game. If they were. The punting game is good. They got decent returners. Kevon Webster ain't no joke. So, we'll see what they do. There we go.
What was that, phone?
No, that was my computer. I went in. I turned it off. My bad.
Okay.
But I think that the special teams on either side of the house could make a difference, but more so than the Broncos, because the Broncos special teams have made a difference for them this year. So that could come into play as well. But I don't see any reason why Cam shouldn't win this game unless his team just don't show up, but I think they will.
And real quick, halftime. You going to watch the halftime? You going to take that time to do something else like eat or wash up or put the trash out or whatever?
Do something else. I'm not crazy about the halftime show this year.
I know I wake up this morning, they talking about Beyonce's new video. She dropped a music video last night, and so I guess she'll be performing the song as part of the halftime show. You know, sometimes you get a great halftime performance. Sometimes you just get
Yeah.
Ever since the nip slip, you know.
I remember that nip slip.
I remember sitting in the bar, you know, watching. It was New England against Carolina, right? It was the last time Carolina was there.
It was in there. Mm-hmm.
And when it happened,
Who was the quarterback? Jake DeLone, then, I think.
So I did the double take, but I wasn't even sure I saw anything. It went by so quick.
Yeah.
I mean, people lost their minds. Oh, who's calling me? Hold on a second.
Surfer got sources. Uh-oh, y'all. Sources got to call in.
Why don't you call me on Skype?
He getting some brand new news, boy.
I'm on Skype. I'm doing a show.
Yeah. We doing a show, man.
No, Skype.
Who's that rage? Complaining about his Patriots ain't here.
That was rage. Yeah, he could call me on the cell phone. I'm like, Skype. See, if it was somebody else, I wouldn't have took that call live on the air. Let me add him in, cause
yeah, you know
he's all confused and everything.
You know he want to get on.
He's asking me what number. I'm like, dude, Skype.
Call Surfer on Skype. That's what I did.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Okay, see, Skype. No phone number.
Yo, first of all, I was trying to call the Skype number through my phone. So first of all, why don't you quit your yelling, old man? Damn, this ain't the fucking day for your. This ain't the day for your bitter ass to be acting like an old grumpy, like an old grumpy fuck. I don't need to deal with this today. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm having a good day. I don't need that today.
You're the one coming incorrect. You know, I messaged you to see if you want to talk football and everything.
I want to talk football, but I don't need your grumpy ass being grumpy.
And then
grumpy.
You called me on the cell phone, ruining the show and everything. So
because I forgot the damn Skype number. I thought I had the right Skype number, but I didn't. I'm sorry. Damn.
Rage, how you doing, man?
What's up, Will?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Offensive line, Surfer. We didn't. I want to bring that up too. Offensive lines are gonna have something to do with this too.
So who offensive line you think is better? Let's be honest.
That's hard.
For Cam to run for so many yards, that means the line, not that they're terrible, but Like, it, you know, your quarterbacks don't run unless they have to.
But look, but look at what that offensive line did against Arizona. He could literally sit back there, call his mama, and he could have called Durant and hold a whole two-hour conversation because that Arizona couldn't touch him.
Because Arizona was offense and some defense, but, I mean, they defensively, you should have known Arizona wasn't going to step up.
Not in Carolina, they wouldn't.
No, period. I mean, well, yeah. I mean, I never thought that Arizona had a chance of getting past Carolina, so.
But yeah, because neither quarterback has really been sacked that much this year. Now, Manning's thrown some picks, but some of those picks that Manning throws have been dropped passes that those receivers have dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, or let go through their fingers, butter fingers, you know. So, and Jester brought up a good point, too. A lot of Cam's runs are design runs off that read option. So, I got to give the edge to Carolina on offensive line, but Denver has a good offensive line, too.
So, go ahead.
Well, I would take Denver's offensive line. They are a bit more protective over their quarterback. It's even between both of them. But I would go with Denver's only slightly.
Two different blocking schemes too. Let's not forget that. Denver's running that zone blocking. Carolina just straight up man up on you. So two different blocking styles as well.
Mm-hmm.
The heck?
Wait, hold on. Can I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
When was it announced that Bruno Mars would be on this halftime show?
Weeks ago, because like the original act, when it got announced, people was like, "Yeah, well, whatever." Then, yeah. Then all of a sudden, like, "Oh no, we got Beyonce and Bruno Mars joining them."
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you may not like her, but Wendy Williams said it right. I mean, like, Bruno Mars did the halftime show by himself. Beyonce did the halftime show by himself. So, I mean, like, if you got to bring in other acts to back up your main act, something's wrong there.
Yeah, that's why I ain't crazy about it this year, man. I'll watch the commercials. I like the commercials better than I do the halftime show.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the commercials later on and stuff, you know. Of course, they're doing that big Deadpool promotion at some point tonight. And
yes,
we should get some Batman v Superman. We might get another Captain America video. I mean, we might get something new, something we haven't seen yet. So
mm-hmm.
Let's keep our eye open for. And then, of course, let's see what kind of Budweiser commercials we get and State Farm and.
So, Rage, I'm assuming you're taking Carolina. Rage.
Did we lose him? Lost him.
He's gone. Wow.
Young punk. Oh, here's me calling back. What had happened?
What?
I said, what had happened?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's Skype. I don't know.
But I'm assuming you're going with Carolina, Rage.
I'm going to go with Carolina. I'm going to go 31-20, you know what? Yeah, 31-25. I see this is an overtime game.
I don't know if it's going to be overtime. I mean, I doubt it. But last year we got a last second game. I don't think it's going to. I think the game will be over by the fourth quarter at some point. I mean, not. It's easy to say fourth quarter. I'm talking about like early in the fourth quarter.
I think Carolina's gonna be back and forth close game, but Carolina pulls away late, in order to get the win.
Anybody? Go ahead, Rage.
No, what were you saying?
To ask anybody in Super Bowl pools.
No, I'm not. No.
Hell no. No. Hell
no.
Why you say hell no, Rage? You don't like the Super Bowl pools?
No.
Why not?
This is for what?
Because you can win money. That's why. If you're competitive, better.
Well, people never pay up, so no. people never pay up when I win, so no.
No. See, then they're doing the pool wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you're supposed to collect the money when you place the bet.
Right.
Yeah, but I never get paid when I win.
Then somebody's cheating you.
Exactly.
Yep.
So you paid money towards a football pool, right? Your yes. score came up. You said, "Where's yep. my money?" And they said, yep. "What?"
They said, "Oh, I don't have it right now. Like, give me till so and so. I'll get you your money." I was like, "Okay, whatever."
You should have beat them down. Well, what you know?
No, they lucky. I ain't fucking get my knife on them.
Oh, stop.
They took advantage of you. Because anybody else wouldn't have stood for that. You can't. No. First of all, the money is supposed to be. I got to get it for you.
No, they lucky. I get my knife and I fucking.
And then what happened to what happened with the other people who paid into the pool? Did they say anything?
Somehow they got theirs.
Wow.
You mean they got theirs? There's only one winner.
Wow.
You only get one winner.
No, it was a group of us that made a bet. If we won, we were going to share the pot.
Oh. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it matter.
One winner or nothing. I thought it was kind of interesting, too. I think it was last week. Yeah, a little before last week, before the Pro Bowl, FanDuel had a contest that was Pro Bowl, Super Bowl mix.
Oh, so please.
So we got some folks out there who may be playing FanDuel lineups in this game.
I thought the government was coming after FanDuel and all those other.
They're trying, but I don't think you can get them. I don't think you get them in all. FanDuel
is our bunch of fucking cheats, for real.
Well, yeah, that's why they're coming after them.
Well, the whole situation started with one of the employees of FanDuel won one of the major pots. He won like $150,000, I think, and he was a FanDuel employee.
No, they was winning like the other company's money. Like,
yeah.
Insider thing.
And it's like, why is he allowed to play? Regardless, you know, that's my thing.
See, first the thing is like, okay, it had to be like week two. Like I got out to a nice start, right? I won like $45. This is when like I guess this is when the Jets were playing the Bills in London, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who was playing, but it was a London game. And I had about $45. I was feeling good until the 1 o'clock games came, and all of a sudden, my money is fucking dropping. And that's when I got pissed. It's just like, how do I go from starting, having this amazing start, to now losing? And then that's when that last week tonight, story came up about how. You would have to be like a fucking computer geek in order to win. Like you saw the report, right, Surfer?
I saw some of it, not the whole thing.
I won on FanDuel. I've won on FanDuel before, though. I mean, the thing is. Go ahead.
But it's like this the guy that won. It's like he was a fucking he put analytics into it. Like, he had, like, spreadsheets, and he calculated the win speed and all that shit. I'm
that's
like,
not, that's not
so
necessary.
That means you got to do the win?
That's not cheating. I mean, you know.
But it's really not fair, though.
Why not? I mean, if you should sit at home and try to figure things out, too, not just, I mean, you know.
Okay, but he's doing all of this.
Now, he shouldn't be able to play because he works for these companies. That's where...
Yeah, that's me. You know, if you work for the companies, you shouldn't be allowed to play. That's me, because that gives you information that a normal person wouldn't be privy to.
I mean, how would it look for an official of the Powerball to hit the Powerball?
Right, exactly.
Exactly. I just think FanDuel is just not fair. FanDuel, DraftKings, I don't care. They're all not. It's just not fair.
You just gotta be able to.
You gotta be a fucking computer nerd, huh?
You gotta be able to pick your players.
I do pick my players. Yeah, but I would have a very decent lineup, and I still lose. So what the fuck?
Listen, it's not about the player you pick. You gotta look at the situation, who they're playing against, where they're playing against, how the temperature's gonna be. You gotta factor in a lot of things until.
In my main stat line in the playing FanDuel, if you're not picking someone who has a low ownership percentage, you shoot yourself in the foot because everybody's playing the same players.
This is bullshit. Complete bullshit.
So what do you think it's going to be a close game today, Rage? Close game, blowout? What are you thinking?
Yeah, again, 31-25. I think it's going to be a fairly close game. Cam will pull it out sometime late in the fourth. And hopefully one of those, hopefully someone on the Panthers just completely knocks the shit out of Peyton Manning. Cause I hate Peyton Manning. Like I hate Peyton Manning. I hate the Denver Broncos, but I mostly hate Peyton Manning. Cause I can't stand the talk of people are blowing major smoke up his ass, calling him the greatest quarterback of all time when he is, so far, he's 1-2 in Super Bowls and got blown out in his third try. Meanwhile, his brother has 2 Super Bowls to his name. And while we're calling Peyton the greatest of all time, Tom Brady has been to 6 Super Bowls and won 4 of them. So I just want to know, why are we blowing so much smoke up of Peyton?
I never called
Tom. Well, win or lose.
I never called.
It's like this.
I never called Peyton the greatest.
Win or lose, he's not the greatest. He is just not the greatest.
You know, be honest, you can never really point one guy out as the greatest. And even if he does become the greatest, that shit won't last long before somebody surpasses what he do. I mean, people in sports get bigger, stronger, and faster all the fucking time. So, all the numbers Peyton Manning putting up, all the numbers Tom Brady's putting up, somebody will beat them out one day. You know, just like Brett Favre, all of Brett Favre numbers are going down one by one. The only number that Brett Favre will hold on to is consecutive games, because it's football. And it's hard to play so many years without getting hurt.
Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh.
You're probably right about
Charles that. Barkley, stop singing. Stop singing. Stop singing. Oh, my God. Is this a Super Bowl commercial? Charles Barkley is singing One Shining Moment. You know how he can't sing worth a shit. Anyway, but it's like, still, it doesn't matter. Win or lose, he's not going to be the best. Because I mean, look, I, and I'm not saying this because I'm a New England Patriot fan and I'm a Tom Brady fan, but Tom Brady got his 4 rings in a span of 15 years, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a dynasty. Like, has anybody racked up rings that quickly in their career?
Yes.
Who?
First of all, Pittsburgh got 4 in 6 years.
4 of them?
Yeah. Terry Brash, I wasn't no joke, boy.
Well, that's good. That's good. And I don't want to hear Ben Roethlisberger called the greatest of all time because he only has 2 of them. So,
Rapist Burger. So I didn't make that up. Somebody else did. But
so wrong.
He's a rapist.
So wrong.
I think Matt Squires came up with that name.
It's kind of fucked up. That is kind of fucked up. But I don't know. I just really wish we would stop blowing smoke up his ass. Something tells me he has something to do with HGH.
So they're playing out there in San Fran, And San Francisco 49ers is nowhere to be seen. It's funny how they have the Super Bowl in cities where the teams play, and those teams can't like no one can make it in the year that they would play at home if they would just fucking do it. And now San Francisco, they done now. They got Chip Kelly. He gonna fuck that team up just like he fucked up the Eagles.
Agreed. He's not a leader of men.
It's not that. You know, some people are better for the college level, and some people are better on the pro level.
He needs to go back to the college game.
Like
Chip Kelly, right?
Seattle's coach, like he.
Pete Carroll,
he wasn't ready for college. I mean, for the pros when he first came up, and he messed New England up. And he went back to college. He got better. Now you know he's a pro coach because he ain't trying to control everyone and everything. See, in college, you know, you're dealing with young men that you can bark orders to. In the pros, you're dealing with a bunch of grown ass men who fucking, you know, you got to stroke the ego. You can't just be barking orders.
You have more control. You have more control over the college than you do in the NFL.
Exactly.
Right.
Because you recruit the players. You coach the players. You get the players you necessarily want.
But in the pros, you have to understand too that a lot of those guys are making more money than you.
Yeah.
So you know it's kind of hard to get their respect.
I find it a bit disrespectful that Chip Kelly even still has a job in the NFL right now.
Yeah, he was successful on one level, and you know he's part.
He was successful on one level. Like,
listen,
get that. But NFL, can we just face facts here? Look, Chip.
The NFL is a good old boys network. You know, when you're in with some people, then you're in, and that's why there have been coaches that bounced around from team to team, no matter how abysmal their record has been. Like, they lose, and then somebody take them in as their coordinator, and then they get hired again as a coach.
I think the most interesting part about that.
Look at Norv Turner. How many chances has he had?
There's a difference.
How many times has Norv Turner been hired as a coach?
I mean, I think the most important thing to remember, though, with Chip Kelly being with a 49er is the fact that they took the GM tag off of him. So now he's not going to have control over player personnel. And that was his downfall this year, giving him that GM tag. So let's see what he can do when he has to go with players the organization wants and not him.
Yeah, every coach shouldn't be a GM. And I mean, you should have some input, you know, as who you get.
Right. You need to be an established coach in order to have that. And he's not an established coach.
So the game's
especially the way he fucking tore up the Eagles.
So the game starts at 6:30 p.m. on CBS, people. And the post game will start on the half hour mark. So if the game ends around like 10:45, 10:50, we'll go on at 11. If it goes after 11, we'll go on at 11:30. So, or 10:30 or 10 o'clock, whatever, you know.
Right.
And what is CBS hawking after the game tonight? Because you know how they usually try to put their best show on.
It'll be a live late show with Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, they don't have no primetime show they want to.
I thought they were doing something with Rihanna.
Yeah, but that's the Grammys.
Okay.
So they got two late shows coming on tonight. Okay. Tina Fey, Margot Robbie, okay, Will Ferrell, Megyn Kelly, Keegan-Michael Key, and Jordan Peele.
I always say CBS does it better. CBS has the better Super Bowl.
CBS has always done better football. Even when they used to have the NFC. Yeah, I always thought CBS did the better coverage of football, way better than Fox.
Yeah, it's like they're a little bit more, their pros are a little bit more seasoned.
And NBC, you know,
they're okay.
They've been okay.
Right.
And Monday Night Football hasn't been the same since
they left ABC.
Since Madden left, so.
Mm-hmm. And since he left ABC as well. None against Mike Tirico. Tirico.
You know, CBS and NBC are going to share Thursday Night Football, right?
Yeah.
CBS and what?
CBS and NBC.
So no more NFL Network?
NFL Network for the foreseeable future.
Not for Thursday nights anyway.
Because the NFL Network was doing the Thursday night game.
Yeah, but now now CBS and NBC are going to share the rights to it.
Now, do you remember who used to do games on Thursday nights or Sunday nights or whatever? Rage. You know what network used to do the football games?
I remember ESPN used to have Sunday night.
And who else?
I remember ABC had Monday night.
TNT used to show football games.
See that I don't believe.
That was back in the day.
TNT used to show half the money Sunday night games, and then the second half was shown by ESPN. And then of course when Time Warner got bought out by AOL, that's when that went away.
They got sealed. Yo, Seal, my God, Seal with his pothole face. Oh, my God.
That's the ugly motherfucker that pulls in all the women. He gets all the women because he can sing.
No homo, fellas. No homo on my part. I don't know what they're talking
about. I'm sorry. No. Look, it doesn't matter. He's an ugly motherfucker. Yes, look at him.
The he's man an ugly has motherfucker, but he can sing, so he's going to get laid.
Jeez. Of course he's going to get laid.
Okay, real quick, I just wanted to
He looks like Starving Marvin.
And where's he from?
I don't know where he's from.
Don't forget, y'all, you can watch the Super Bowl several different ways. You can watch it on your Windows 10 computer, your Surface tablet, and your Xbox One via the interactive NFL app. You can also watch it on NFL Mobile. Courtesy of Verizon. So those are a few ways you can watch the game if you're out and about and not home.
But you gotta pay for that shit, or you do it the way I do it and you download Kodi.
You don't have to pay for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you gotta pay, but you gotta pay for it. I mean, CBS is streaming it, but if you're gonna watch it on NFL Mobile, you would have to pay for that shit.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, you pay your cell phone bill, but other than that, no. Well, it's nothing else you have to pay. It's just your cell phone bill. NFL Mobile comes part of your Verizon package.
So
I'll get Verizon when they do an unlimited plan, because they don't have that yet.
All right, so what point will y'all bail on this game if it becomes a blowout?
I'm gonna say live. If it becomes a blowout, you'll probably lose me end of the third, somewhere early fourth.
There's a difference. I mean, on any other network, if it were to be over, I would have been gone by the second half. But, and this is where I become nitpicky. There's a difference in what network has the Super Bowl. So CBS will have me drawn into the Super Bowl no matter if it's a blowout or not.
I'll say this though. I'll watch it and pay attention, and I think CBS, they do the best overall coverage. I'm just not a Phil Simms fan. Sometimes he'll say some off-the-wall stuff during a football call. Sometimes he'll just say some off-the-wall stuff that makes no sense. If you really listen to the broadcast and listen to what he's saying at that time, he will say some crazy stuff. So, yeah, CBS, I think they do the broadcast better as a whole, but Phil Simms, I'm just not.
They tripping in the chat room here.
How much money do they see? I'm looking at, you know, how like all this stuff they put in the city. Like, how much money do they spend putting all this shit in the city?
City spends the money. The NFL, they just reap the rewards. Somebody on TV today talking about how, you know, all the city ends up spending a lot of money so that rich motherfuckers can get richer. And they fucking making the homeless people get the fuck off the street and everything. It's like,
I'm just exactly, you know, and I'm sorry, I don't appreciate how expensive a ticket is to a Super Bowl.
First of all, great rage.
I don't agree.
Rage. Let me tell you, they said this a long time ago. Super Bowl is not for me and you. See, they say that the championship games is for the regular, you common people, okay? The Super Bowl is for them, okay? They'll throw out a bone or two for a regular person to get a ticket. But for most of that shit, you know, you got all the celebrities and backroom dealers, you know, shaking hands and cutting deals and shit and hookers and cocaine and...
Okay, but what
your
happened
ass ain't invited, right? So...
What happened to the NFL? What happened to sports caring about its fans?
They don't give a fuck about the fans when it comes to the
yeah, but we put money into... But don't we put money into the shit?
So what?
It's so right.
So what? They thank you for your money.
Into the product.
They thank you for your money.
Tickets with,
keep it moving.
With us, wait, but don't we put money into the shit with us buying the tickets, their merchandise, and all of that shit? Don't we put money into it?
They give you the free game to watch on TV. That's enough for them. Now think about it. A long time ago, they wanted to start charging to show the Super Bowl. And don't think that at some point somebody's going to say, you know what? Fuck this free Super Bowl. You want to watch Super Bowl? $59.99. Pay up.
Yeah, right.
You think so? You think they wouldn't never try to?
This ain't the WWE.
Right.
Rick, can I ask you a question? Okay. Wouldn't you pay the price?
Would I pay $60 to watch it?
You would pay the price of a Mania ticket to go, wouldn't you? You would pay the price of a Mania ticket to go, wouldn't you?
It's extremely cheaper, but it's still a lot of money. But it's cheaper than a Super Bowl ticket. Did you hear the ticket prices of these Super Bowl tickets? Like they're asking for $50,000 for this shit.
It's because the game is for corporate America. Is like Surfer just told you, it's for corporate America. It's not.
I read a story that some dude against his wife order spent $21,000 on a ticket. Some normal dude.
Oh, well, that's what he wanted to do. You know, if his wife got a choice of serving up with papers and leaving his ass, if that's what she wanted to do.
Exactly, but you would pay the price. You would pay. You would pay the price for a front row WrestleMania ticket.
I mean, there's more to it than just the game. You know, you got the parties going on a whole fucking week, and you know, women trying to make money and stuff.
That's right. Amen to that.
It's
more of a big deal.
Like if everybody wants to go to the Super Bowl, right? Everybody wants to go to the Super Bowl. So if it's a regular
at
price,
least once in my life.
Okay, well you can. You just gotta pay.
Oh, I can't.
Then
I'd have to take out a mortgage for. I'd have to take out a mortgage for that shit.
Okay, well you know.
Best stay at home then.
You know they charging $4 or $5 million for a 30-second commercial in the fucking Super Bowl.
Yep.
So
well that's dumb.
You better listen to the game on TuneIn.
Fuck. I'm sorry, but I just feel like ticket prices should not be this expensive. For someone who's just some normal guy who's just trying to go. I made the argument last year that I was trying my hardest to go to the NBA All-Star game in New York. And they were $1,600 a ticket. That's
you know why,
corporate
tickets,
event you're
you know why the
of.
Tickets are high? Because somebody buys the tickets and then resells them and makes a profit. So the demand is there. It's supply and demand. The demand says that if someone's willing to pay $25,000 for a ticket, then you charge $25,000 for a ticket. You don't sit there and say, well, this guy can't afford it, so it's not fair to him. These two guys over there can, so I'll sell it to them and take home the $50,000. Not wait for your poor ass to give me $10. Come on.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So these five guys, right, these five old farts that have been to every single Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
normal guys,
mm-hmm.
explain how they get to go to the Super Bowl, normal guys, how come somebody like me, who's normal, can't go to a Super Bowl?
You can go to the Super Bowl if you want to pay for it.
Now you can do some of these ticketing services to take some money off of it, like a StubHub or a SeatGeek or something like that. But yeah, you're still paying money through them. So you just have to pay, man. You have to pay.
Man, fuck the NFL.
Have to pay, man. And you're talking about corporate events too. You mentioned the NBA All-Star game. What's that?
What do you think, corporate event? What do you think the F in the NFL stands for? Fuck you.
That's what I'm saying. You're looking at two corporate events, man, and you know,
and
market audience may be different, but you're still looking at two corporate events.
And I don't have to tell you what the N stands for.
Nope. Nigga fucking large, is that what you're trying to say?
Why you gotta be ignorant, Rage? You know, you can't just get...
No, because is that what you're trying to say? That's what the NFL you know, stands for?
You gotta blurt things out. I mean, my God, man, where's your koof? You have no koof.
I don't know what koof is.
Because you don't have it.
Fuck off, okay?
See, there you go. You know, he was trying to have
I am having a great day, but of course, every time
I'm trying to entertain the people.
I am having a great day, but of course,
all you can say is F off.
Every time I interact with you, it's always a problem.
You just a buzzkill, man. You bring down you just make a dick.
I don't bring down nothing. You bring down everything.
You make a dick limp with your complaining about shit.
You bring down everything by just being.
No, I do not. I mean, you know.
With your logic and your grumpy old fuckery and just, no,
Joe Nathan,
bring it down.
Joe Nathan says it stands for National Fucking Loves Money.
Jeff says just go to an NHL All-Star game.
Yeah, because nobody gives a damn about that shit.
But I was trying to go, but I wasn't even trying to go to the damn All-Star game. I'm trying to go to All-Star Saturday night, and I can't even get tickets to that.
A corporate event, Rage.
No, Rage, you waited too long to try to get tickets for that.
You need to be on top of that as soon as they hit. As soon as it's announced that those tickets are available, you need to be there first day.
You know, some things you can't buy a ticket at the last second. You gotta jump on it in advance when it first go on sale.
Exactly.
This is a random thought. You know who I really would like to meet? Like a face-to-face interview.
Ooh.
I want to meet James Brown.
JB?
Yeah, I really do. I think of the three, of like, what, the four networks that have NFL, he's the best.
JB has been doing football for a long time.
Yeah.
You know who I always thought was the best? Brian Gumbel.
He was good, too, though. He was real good. I think Chris.
I didn't hear a lot of Brian Gumbel. He
stopped doing football way before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
No, I remember him doing a Saturday night game with the Pats and the Giants years ago.
No, Brian Gumbel used to do this part here, like you see JB doing. He used to host the NFL Today on CBS back in the day.
Yep.
Of course, he took the job at first he was on CBS, then he went to NBC, and then he took the Today Show job. No. See, I'm fucking tripping. He was never with CBS because Brett Musburger did CBS.
I love Brett too. Hey, I think Chris Berman did a good job. Does a good job both for ESPN.
I think Chris Berman does the best. After the game and shit, when he's doing the highlights, like him and Tom Jackson.
Yeah.
Like NFL Primetime was the show I used to tune into all the time. Then when the NFL Network came, they stopped at ESPN.
There's a thing about the NFL today. I prefer the NFL today over anybody else. The one thing I don't necessarily like about it is the fact they got rid of Dan Marino. I can live with them getting rid of Shannon Sharp, but they got rid of Dan Marino.
They got rid of Dan Marino because you got to change these people up at some time.
Hold up. Let me stop you for a second, Surfer. Why you got a problem with Shannon Sharp?
The nigga, he can't talk. He can't talk.
Listen, Ray. Ray, you gotta change. Scott
can speak. Yo, Bart Scott can speak perfect English. Perfect English.
Rage. You gotta change.
Shannon Sharp can't.
You gotta change these people. That's the problem with Fox. Those mugs been on Fox for like ever. Like Terry Bradshaw, that motherfucker been on for like 30 fucking years.
Guaranteed paycheck, that boy.
And then Howie Long. Is it Howie Long? If I'm getting his name right.
Yeah, Howie Long.
Yeah, I mean he's been there for like 20 years. They never change.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Johnson's been on and off, you know, because he.
Dan Marino was a good member of the desk.
Isn't Dan Marino inside the NFL? Is he with inside the NFL or no? He's not with that no more either.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, maybe.
All right.
Hey, maybe Dan Marino decided he wanted to stay home and do the family thing or do all the pursuits.
I mean, Dan Marino, to me, Dan Marino was okay. But the thing that I liked about Shannon Sharp that made him a little bit different, he didn't mind, you know, keeping it 100 when he was on that mic.
And then, this is going to sound cold, right? You look at the guys they have on these shows, they're all championship caliber coaches and players. And Dan Marino shit, all his accomplishments got wiped out by one quarterback or another. He hasn't won shit. So at this point, what's your expert on?
Right. I agree.
And, you know, one time, yeah, he was the greatest stats number quarterback of all time. But now all his shit has been surpassed. So therefore, you can't say Dan Marino is the Dan Marino that you can look to for his sage advice, because motherfucker ain't won shit. You know.
He was not a success.
He didn't win shit, but neither did Tony Gonzalez or Bart Scott.
Yeah, but like, Tony Gonzalez right now, like the top tight end. When his numbers get surpassed by Olsen and Gronk and all those guys, then they'll ship him off to the old folks' home.
He'd be in the Hall of Fame by then, though. That's a Hall of Fame tight end right there. So I don't have any problem with Gonzalez being up there. But I just like Shannon Sharp because he kept it 100 with you. And if you go back and look at his first tape stuff, he's really, really good.
Shannon Sharp, he's with the NFL. Inside the NFL, right?
Perfect English.
Jeff said in the chat, Jim Kelly's the best QB to not win a Super Bowl.
He's one of them, sure. There are plenty of great quarterbacks. You can go back to, what was the Minnesota quarterback?
Dante Culpepper.
No. Back in the 70s. Him? Huh?
You talking about before him?
Yeah, in the 70s.
Oh, Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah, I mean, that motherfucker had stats coming out of his ass, and he didn't win shit, so.
He did.
Oh, God. It's been a great pre-show. I'm talking about CBS, by the way.
Well, I can't watch it because I'm doing a pre-show too.
We're in the same boat as they are.
They go Cam. I mean, I got it on the TV, but I don't know what the fuck they saying. So,
see, even pre-shows, CBS is better at doing pre-shows at everything.
The topics that they select and they get, you know, are great. And another thing that I like about them,
Bum Phillips, look at that dude.
Ooh, but another thing I like about what CBS does, they give you opportunity to know the player too, you know, from that level. That's another thing that I like about CBS that other companies don't do.
You don't know nothing about Bum Phillips, do you, Rage?
Nope,
you don't.
You realize how long I've been watching football?
Yeah, like 20 years at the most.
This is my first Super Bowl was my first Super Bowl was Buccaneers and Raiders.
Oh my goodness. This boy ain't seen that.
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh my! You're
saying you haven't been watching many. You haven't seen many. I mean, come on. This is the 50th one. You've seen like maybe a.
If you count Super Bowl one that I watched.
You've seen. What I'm saying. On NFL Network. You've seen like a fifth of a tenth of the games, or a fifth of the games, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I count Super Bowl one because I watched it on NFL Network. So
yeah,
I count.
Yeah. Well,
that.
They did that the first time they've shown it.
Doesn't matter. I watched it. I fucking watched it. It was nice to watch.
So. I gotta ask you guys a question because you're both Patriots fans.
Wait, who did I go to college with in the chat room?
you went. You see, you went to college with Marino or Jim Kelly.
No, they came out of college before I went to college. So,
but I want to ask you fellas while we on the line. A question for both of y'all. The Patriots got everybody coming back next year, at least under contract.
That's the way it works.
My opinion of the Patriots and why they lost that game.
Too many injuries.
Well, not just that, but as a whole, I think the reason.
No, I think that's the main issue. Too many injuries.
On that, the reason why they lost that game is, to me, they don't have anybody that can, a receiver that can go over the top on a defense. Do you guys think if they go out there and they have a good draft, or they maybe sign, get Alshon Jeffrey from the Bears, which I doubt, but it's always a possibility. Do you think we can see the Patriots back in this spot next year?
Listen, this was the fifth year in a row they was in the AFC Championship. Okay? So, you know, until somebody knocks them out, they'll be there next year. Now, Tom Brady could come in this next season and his shit could decline so much that shit won't even be funny. Yeah, it's like people will be wondering why this bum's out in the field.
Right.
We don't know that yet.
No, I know. I think they need a wide receiver. I think number one, what they need to work on first is their defense.
They have a great wide receiver.
Yeah, but to me, like they need another good threat, and they need to work on defense more than they need to work on offense.
Edelman is a beast, and he comes up good in the playoffs. The guy before him, his problem.
Santrell Owens.
What you say?
Santrell Owens. He want to play.
Santrell Owens. He's done. There's a reason why Terrell Owens.
Sign T.O.
No.
T.O. is done.
He didn't play any immune.
Dude, want to play? Let him play.
Listen. It's no way New England's putting up with T.O.'s antics, okay? The first time he tries to yell at Brady and shit, he gets shot in the back of the head, okay? That shit ain't going down in New England.
I'll tell you something that I would like to see. I would like just to make sure he gets a ring, and I doubt if it happens, Calvin Johnson.
No, he's retiring. What happened to you, right?
I heard that, but you never know.
You got an echo.
Yeah, Rage, you got it.
Hold on. All right.
But you never know. If he wants to come back, and the opportunity to win a ring, you never know. You never know.
Let's wrap this up. Yeah, go on. Let's get back to the game real quick. Anything we forgot to bring up or mention, or let me tell you some of the number comparisons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, Carolina averages 366 yards a game. Denver averages 355 yards. Passing game, Carolina's 224, and Denver's 249. Rushing is 142 Carolina, 107 Denver. I don't have no defensive stats in front of me, so.
Give me a second. I'm trying to pull those up right now. Let me see. 12-4, first in the AFC West division. really not a shock. Team stats for the Denver Broncos. I'll start there first, as it's coming up right now. There we go. Let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, I'm on the Carolina page. Everything is offense. They got no injuries to report.
None. Everybody should be playing for both teams, and still, including Thomas Jones. He's supposed to be playing today as
now,
well.
Ron Rivera, I think he was with the Eagles at one time.
I think it was at 1.2, but you know he's coaching the year this year, so.
Oh, you go 15-1.
Mm-hmm. Coach of the year. Let's see.
You know, how many teams have won 15 or more games? Like 4 or 5 in the whole history of the NFL?
I think it's been 4. I think it's been 4. Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
You got Carolina.
You got Carolina, Chicago, 49ers.
The Patriots.
That's all I can think of.
That's all I can think of, too.
I hate that the sun is still out for the Super Bowl. This is what I kind of don't like. It needs to be at night.
It is at night.
Yeah, but it's about 6 o'clock kickoff. 6:30. It'll be like 3:30 over there.
Well, they you know people live out in the West Coast too, so.
Yeah.
Game ain't diminished because it's daylight.
Not diminished because it's daylight. I'm just saying it's better when it's night.
No, it's not. It's the same game. The same.
I keep
game.
On saying the Super Bowl needs to be at 8 o'clock, like every other Sunday night game.
Dude, we're talking football. Football's a long sport.
Yeah, so
this game's gonna start around 6:20, like the kickoff.
So,
the game's gonna be over around 10:30, 11 o'clock. So if you started at 8, you're talking about a halftime show that's like 45 minutes long.
No.
What do you mean no?
It's gonna be goddamn 45 minutes. It's gonna be like 12, 15 minutes long.
Dude.
What halftime's been that short?
What Super Bowl halftime is 12 minutes long?
It's only going to be like 12, 15 minutes long.
The whole thing, them do all the analyzing and the concert and everything, that's more than 12 minutes.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the concert itself.
No, it's more than just the concert to the Super Bowl. The reason why so many teams collapse in the Super Bowl is because the halftime is so fucking long that you cool down. Some teams just cool down. They come out hot in the first half, then they've been sitting around for 45 minutes.
What about a 7 p.m. kickoff then? That's still too long?
Rage. When people are spending $5 million for a commercial, they want to make sure that people see it at a time where people are going to be in front of their TV. What's the Superman thing? Hold on.
It's the Turkish Airlines commercial.
All right, so do you want to spend $5 million for a commercial that might come on at 11:45 at night? And nobody might not see that shit because people got to go to work the next day, so they're going to bed.
Not many commercials are going to be on that late. Not many good commercials are going to be on that late.
Look, it doesn't matter what commercial you have. You got to spend $5 million to get your commercial played. So if it's not being played early, it's going to get played late. And that's a lot of money to kick out to make sure that you hope somebody will see your commercial and it'll pay off for you. You know, I just saw a commercial last night with a guy sitting in the bar. He's like, oh, man, I done got a lot of money on this game. And the other guy's like, yeah, I know how that is. He says, you know, how much you got on it? He said, I got 4 large. He's like, 4,000? He said, no, $4 million.
Oh.
He said, the bad thing is, it's not even my money. And the guy's looking at this, how the fuck are you going to bet $4 million? And it turned out he was talking about he spent $4 million on a commercial for the Super Bowl. Because he go dig on my commercial now and shit, right? And you can hear the music in the background. It's some silly shit. And everybody in the bar is like, what the fuck he spent his money on? So, trust me. Nobody wants to be up too late. You want to get your You want to get the party in. You want to get your wings in. You want to get your beer drinking. You want to go home and go to bed. And you still got to go to work tomorrow. Okay, you got to get up 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
okay.
It's so good you brought that up. That's why the Super Bowl needs to be on a Saturday.
Heck no.
Yes, why not?
Football. So you can.
Because not a lot of people are going to go to work on Sunday anyway, so you're going to be hungover as shit. Why not?
Football played on Sunday all season long, and now all of a sudden you're going to change it to a Saturday for one game.
Yep, I want to change it to a Saturday.
You see, my friend, and I do mean that you're my friend. This is why you're not in charge of anything.
I'm not in charge of anything. Let me tell you something. I have thought of plan. I have so many, like, there are things that I thought of that I would do to make the NFL better.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And you really think they would listen to you?
They could if they wanted to. Shit. But I think it's a damn good idea, and it would work. It would work for all parties involved.
Do you think no one else had thought maybe we should move it to a Saturday?
Well, you know what? More eyes on the product.
No. Because, first of all, on Saturday night, people want to go the fuck out and get drunk and party. They ain't trying to stay home to watch a football game on Saturday night. Sunday night, everybody's home, you know? They don't went to church or whatever. They don't have Sunday breakfast. And so now, you know, they...
So how do you explain all the college football games people watch on Saturday?
That's college.
Doesn't matter, it's football.
Listen.
My issue with
Ray Surfer. You're in college.
My issue with Ray Surfer, why are you trying to ruin tradition, Surfer? You know Saturday, the only football game that should ever be played on Saturdays, besides the regular season, is the Pro Bowl. That's it.
There you go. The Pro Bowl. That's the other thing, Rage.
Saturday game?
If you got college football on Saturday,
wild card games.
If you got college football on Saturday, how you gonna play pro football on Sunday on Saturday too? Which game are you gonna watch?
I'm not trying to have every single game on Saturday. I'm trying to have one game on Sunday. I mean on Saturday.
Well, everybody's used to having it on Sunday, so
yeah.
And you don't listen. You know, watch your game. Drink and eat moderately. Get your ass up and go to work.
The reason why you can
afford to have a football party is because you take your ass to work. So they expect you to be to work the next day. Not, I drink too much. I ate too much. I'm hungover. I should have a day off from watching football.
Real quick, sir. If I got those defensive stat numbers for the Broncos.
Okay.
18.5 points a game, that's fourth in the league. Yards allowed, 283.1, that's first in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That's total. Passing yards, 199.6, that's first in the league. And they give up 83 rushing yards a game, that's good for third in the league. That's a very good Broncos defense, very, very good. I still think that Carolina's going to get that
win. Now, listen, even though Denver won the games, they got to the Super Bowl, they didn't, like, convincingly beat all these teams. You know, it came down to, you know, last few minutes of both those games for them to win, so.
Well, to be fair, Carolina's had some, they've had some close games, too. Go back and look at the regular season.
No, I'm talking about in the playoffs.
Oh, in the playoffs, okay. Okay.
Forget the regular season. This is when you got to be rolling. You got to be steamrolling downhill. You know, no, it's no breaks. You know, take that shit in for the win.
I got you. Let me see. I'm pulling up Carolina's numbers now, real quick. And
what kind of name is Cam anyway?
His name is Cameron. Dummy.
I know it is Cameron. What kind of name is Cameron for a black man? What black mother names their child Cameron? Come on now. I guess he had to play football because he would have got picked on.
Black mother names their child Surfer.
My mother didn't name me Surfer, okay?
It's not his real name. I got the Carolina defensive stats. They give up 19.2 points a game. That's good for six. Total yards, 322.9. That's good for sixth. They give up 234.5 passing yards per game. That's good for 11th. And they give up 88.4 rushing yards a game. That's good for 4th. So, two very good defenses. Very, very good defenses. I'm also looking at their depth chart, trying to see who that number 2 corner is, because he might get lit the heck up tonight. Yep. Number 2 corner is Robert McClain.
For who, Denver or
Carolina? For Carolina. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that you might see Owen Daniels do a little something tonight, he's going to probably be matched up with Roman Harper. And I know Roman Harper from his Saints days. He can't cover tight ends for nothing. So we'll see if maybe it'd be Owen Daniels on his own or a combination of Owen Daniels, Vernon Davis. But that might be two weak spots for the Carolina Panthers on that defensive line, on defensive secondary. We have to see.
All right. So I'm going to ask y'all the fantasy question. Okay. You are a football player. What situation would you want to be in for you to win the game? Okay, like what is your, like you are a player. What's your dream scenario you would want to be in to win a game?
4th and goal at the 1.
As what? What position?
Running back.
What about you, Rage? Captain of the special teams.
What'd you say?
I said you're captain of the special teams today.
Kiss my motherfucking ass. See, I know what that means.
You know what?
No. Kiss my ass, because I know what that means.
Hold up, hold up. No, wrong.
I know.
Did I not say you was in charge of the defense today when you came on?
Get on my damn
nerves. Hold up, William.
I know exactly what you meant by saying that.
No, William. Did I not say you was the captain of the defense?
Yep, you did.
Now, if anybody was listening live,
special teams, dumbass.
Yeah, the special teams. I run the offense.
Well, no,
Will's running the defense. You know what?
That is not my dream scenario.
You know what?
That's not my.
I mean, come on now. You just ruined the mood of the show and everything. What? Everybody's not coming for your neck, Rage. Jeez, this fuck this. Just make a dick lamp.
But see, what's your scenario, Rage?
You know, I hung up on him.
Oh, okay.
You know, I say he's captain of special teams. He thinks I'm trying to fuck with him. Yeah. Mine is, it's 5 seconds to go. Down by like 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And I'm in a position to run the ball back. Like, I'm catching the kickoff.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, are you going to behave, Rage?
You keep on hanging up on me.
I hung up on you this time because you flipping out.
You flipping out because you were trying to say I'm retarded.
Dude, you not hear me? I did not call you retarded or indicate that.
You know what? Like I said, no. my dream scenario is 4th and 10, 10 yards from the goal line. I'm the tight end.
If I wanted to call you retarded, I would just call you retarded, okay?
You can't call me retarded. You the retarded one.
Rage, you messing up. You're messing the call up.
I'm not messing anything
up. You got the echo. You got all these noises. This echo got to stop.
Can you hear it now?
I don't hear it now.
Any final thoughts?
I looked at Robert McClain, his history. He's been in the league 5 years. Mm-hmm. Actually going into his six seasons. And he graduated from UConn, 5'9", 195, 27 years old. Last team that he played for before he played for Carolina, made 3 years for the Atlanta Falcons. So I don't know how safe and secure I would be as him as my second corner, but okay. He didn't do a whole lot with them, so.
You know what I realized about Cam Newton? He's a more likable version of Floyd Mayweather.
How's he like Floyd Mayweather?
He acts somewhat like Floyd Mayweather, but he's a more likable version of him.
How do you figure that?
Yeah, I don't see the comparison other than what
minus all the money and the ignorance that comes from Floyd Mayweather. He has that exact confidence level of a Floyd Mayweather.
Ray, there's a lot of noise coming from your end.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go now.
Okay. All right, man.
Fuck you, surfer.
Eat a dick. You know what? See, this is why this young punk don't get laid, because fucking surly ass motherfucker. Need to get your cherry popped. People listening live, I'm sorry. You know, I wanted to talk football, you know, be professional. It's just something about that young punk ass motherfucker just won't let me. He just keeps pulling me in. Okay? Chat room's been popping. Aaron, Jeff, and this TCWIC, I don't know who the fuck he is, but he's laughing in the chat room.
TWCIS is me.
Yeah, I know it's you. Sorry.
It should be one hell of a game. Like I said, I think Manning's going to come out. I think he's going to come out. I think he's going to be all right. I don't think he's going to be quite Peyton, but I think he'll be close. And let's not forget, an 80%.
It would be kind of funny that he wins the Super Bowl, that he's not the guy like leading the charge, like his defense does it for him, like with Elway. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, all those years Elway was supposed to lead his team to it, and that motherfucker kept coming up short. And then when he got himself a killer running back and a defense, and you know, he was just managing the game. And
yep.
So,
and I think you'll see Peyton use his smarts. Says again, I do agree when Stephen A. says this.
Screaming at
an 80% Peyton Manning is better than most of the league. So, I will say that.
Screaming at, you know.
I will say that.
That mug's still holding on to Kobe Bryant. So.
Yeah, he need to let go. He really didn't let Kobe go, even though he played a good game the other night. He need to let Kobe go, but. I can see Peyton Manning, like I said, getting 250, maybe a pick here and there.
A pick here and there in the Super Bowl will cost you.
Yep, it can. It really can. But, you know, I think he'll come with it. I think he'll come with, you know, two touchdowns, about 250 yards.
How many picks did Seattle have last year?
I don't quite remember in that Super Bowl game.
They had one that cost them.
One that cost him. Mm-hmm. But they ran it back.
No, they didn't run it back. They stopped him from going into the end zone.
Oh, that, yeah, you're talking about the last one. Okay, I got you. That's still the dumbest call in NFL history, though.
Maybe.
But he don't get to Marshawn Lynch. And well, now he's talking about retiring.
Who?
Marshawn Lynch.
Because he's done. He talking that about motherfucker cost me in fantasy football this year. Big time. I had him in another league and shit. And, you know, he was my first pick. I'm thinking, he's a safe bet. You know, you go, you get your running back. That motherfucker let me down so bad it wasn't even funny. I was like seven and I only won like seven games this year because of that motherfucker coming up short.
Yeah.
Everybody else in my team was like 1, 2, or 3.
Right.
And then I got Marshawn Lynch coming up with like 20 yards a game, and I'm getting blown out because of him.
All right, real quick, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give my final score very quickly. It's going to be a close game up into the fourth, I think. I think that's when Carolina will pull away late. I got Carolina winning 31-24.
To be honest, if it wasn't, if it, you know, not that I'm a fan of Cam necessarily, but you know, he's had that kind of year where he deserves to get a ring if he can pull it out. If it wasn't for him, shit, I'd be waiting for Bane to come out and blow the field up, you know? And I am so glad we never got a Manning versus Manning Super Bowl. Man, that would have been the end time for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want to see that.
Nobody wants to see that shit. Unless you live in, you know, you live in New York or, you know, Peyton Manning's on your team.
I'm going to tell you, Tom Coughlin, he got screwed in that deal. I just want to say that. If you go back and look at it, Tom Coughlin quits, but then you keep his staff and you hire one of his assistants to take his place.
You know, sometimes that's just what you need.
Oh, he didn't deserve that, though.
Why? I mean, you know, he's come up short the last few years, so.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it wasn't time for
him. Listen, he held on to his job longer than most guys would because he had won Super Bowls.
But you taking the whole onus on him, it wasn't just him. And you go in there and it's okay, Tom, it's your fault. Tom takes the brunt. He leaves. But then you keep all his staff and you hire his assistant to be your head coach who gonna run the same system. That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
No, it's not. You know, sometimes coaches just, their message just does not, you know.
That's Nate.
The players tune them out. Takes somebody else to, you know, get the message across.
We'll see what they do. This 2016 should be a very interesting year in the NFL. And we didn't even bust down the draft or free agency yet. But it should be a very interesting year. It should be very interesting.
We can get to that in some later date. So.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. What's your final score for tonight?
Good question. Good question. I think it's going to be 34-17.
Something like that. So you're saying Peyton go throw some pick sixes?
I'm saying that the Heat's going to be on him.
Mm.
Like I don't know if he's... Damn, they got another Criminal Minds coming on TV?
Yep. Another one.
The last time they tried to do another Criminal Mind, that shit didn't last. Forrest Whitaker on there. So
flat on his face.
I haven't been able to watch Criminal Minds in like a couple years because just, you know, not the same show anymore.
Right. But completely different.
I think I think the pressure will be on him. And I don't think he'll get benched. You know, they wouldn't do that to him.
Not unless he got
his bell rung. Yeah. He had to really get hurt for him to take him out of the game. Right. Even if it was close and it looked like if you brought the other guy in, you got a chance to win, I don't think they would do that to him.
Nah, me neither.
But, yeah. I hope his nationwide policy is... up to date.
It paid up. Paid up and ready to go.
And of course you had to see shots of his brother and his father and his family, his mother and everything, you know.
Yeah.
To go all the way on the horse teeth, motherfucker. And dag, Peyton Manning is that much taller than Elway?
Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning, a big boy. What, 6'4", 6'5"?
But I thought, like, Elway was like 6'4", 6'5".
My Peyton Manning is taller. Because Elway was like 6'3", I thought.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know Manning's tall, but...
Yeah.
It's funny when you, like, see football players today stand next to guys back in the day. And you thought guys back in the day were big guys, and then they look like fidgets next to... To today's players and shit, you know.
You see that in current times. Look at Mark Ingram for the Saints. He was at the game when Alabama played Clemson in that national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ingram was standing right next to Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry just towered him. Howard him.
And I saw Joe Namath next to Aikman, and Namath would look like a shrimp next to Aikman.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, isn't the guy from The Blind Side in this game?
Michael Orr.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, for Carolina.
That movie did him wrong, man.
Baltimore did him wrong.
I mean, you've seen that movie, right? The Blind Side?
Yeah.
Look, it's just nothing against the people that took him in and did right by him and took care of him. But they made him seem like that motherfucker was just slow and dumb and didn't know how to play football until he met his family.
Yep.
And you see him, you could tell he was not like that. But you know, that's Hollywood for you.
Yeah.
So.
Overblown everything.
That movie's insulting. Let's wrap this up so people can get ready for the game and everything. You know.
Like I said, just on the Carolina side, just watch what Robert McClain does and watch those Carolina receivers. I think that's the biggest thing for Carolina. On the Denver side, you want to watch those receivers and see what, and keep your eye on Emmanuel Sanders. If they win, he might be the one to win it for them. That's my take.
Yeah, okay. I believe you. I just going to watch. And
if Josh Norman going to make sure that Demaryius Thomas don't get nothing.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, if a good coach, you want to make sure you shut down the best player. Like Denver better be trying to find a way to keep Cam from running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do one of those soft rushes where you hold the pocket, but make sure he's not that Cam can't burn you with his arm, because he can.
Yeah, he can.
But
yeah, he can.
If Cam get outside that pocket, it's over. It's gonna be a long fucking day for Denver.
Gotta be sure though that if everybody could contain Cam and his running, though, it would be this defense. Cause Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, they are no joke coming off those edges. And when they come off the edges, they coming straight for you. And both guys are strong against the pass and the run. So if one team can contain Cam, it would be Denver. So like I said, we'll have to see. And Jeff is killing me in the chat. He's killing me. I'm talking about Roman going to come out there and spear somebody.
Don't do that, Jeff, because then you're going to have Tony C calling up here with his silliness.
Oh, my goodness. Believe that.
you're going to have Randy Orton come out and RKO somebody.
Yup. That'd be hilarious. That would be truly hilarious.
So you think we're going to see the WWE belt at some point tonight?
Yep. I think you'll see it at the end of the game on the winner.
See, if the NFL was smart, right?
Mm.
They would make their own championship belt, right?
Right.
And then present it to whoever wins, as opposed to the WWE getting free publicity because they've sent a replica belt of their championship to the winning team.
Right.
See, the WWE, they know what they're doing. See, they're happy to see somebody hold up a replica belt. Because then it's like, everybody know whose belt it is. So, yeah, the NFL needs to be making their own belt and shit, you know? Like
yep.
you play for the ring, but that ring doesn't come until, like, months later. And, you know, the fans don't see that for a while. You make up a design specifically for the NFL. So whoever wins, right, they throw the belt up.
There you go.
You know, party time. You take that shit down the parade. You ever been to a championship parade?
Yeah.
For which team?
When the Saints won.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was good, man. It was good. Long, too.
I went to the Sixers parade back in 83, man. I fucking thought it was the greatest day on earth. You know, I'm a kid and everything. It's funny because, like, the parade route went past my high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught up with my friends, you know, because I wasn't sure where I was going to run into them at.
Right.
and a quarter to him outside the school and everything. And then we heard one of our teachers like, "You better come to class." He's like, "Yeah, okay."
We be there.
He jumped to the subway, went down to the stadium and shit, screaming, you know, Dr. J and Moses Malone. I watched this kid get his fucking shirt robbed from him in front of us and shit.
And
the guy, everybody was so excited. The guy, he's twirling the guy's T-shirt and hugged the guy he stole the shirt from and shit. I said, that's fucked up. Anyway, let's see.
In the chat room, they are tripping in the chat. Cash Cow, RKO, waiting on his big ass forehead. We're going to RKO Peyton on his big ass forehead. Then Jeff in the chat says, why doesn't TNA give the belts like WWE?
Yeah, because of shit, man. They fucking would run that shit over. Man, that shit would fall apart like a piece of paper. You know how you ever see when Bob Backlund's belt got ripped up or Hulk Hogan's belt got ripped up?
Yeah.
That shit would just fall apart. They'd hold it up. Click. In fact, I think the NFL would take away the championship from the winner if they held the TNA belt.
Man, don't even get me started on TNA. I'm about sick of TNA.
I think, we ought to let these people go so we can all get to the game. So,
yeah.
Get your final word in. Go.
Go Panthers.
People, we thank you for listening, and we'll be back after the game, so hopefully you'll be up to join us, and we'll talk about all the highlights and the lowlights, and we'll talk about the commercials, and, you know, maybe you'll give us a call, and, you know, we're going to get that bitch-ass rage and be in a better mood. So, so until later, the captain of the special team Rage and the captain of the defense, William Morgan. I'm the quarterback surfer. We out. Peace.
All right, fellas. All right, guys. Later.